Today on Secio, the impeachment trial for Secretary Mayorkas begins and the Senate, and a vote for aid to Israel coming soon this weekend.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Secio. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Secio.
All right, folks, welcome to Secio. That's right. The articles of impeachment have arrived in the U.S. Senate. So these are the articles of impeachment, not of President Biden, which we're used to. We've gotten used to presidents receiving these articles of impeachment, certainly under President Trump, with twice impeached, twice acquitted by the U.S. Senate. We've, of course, worked on that first impeachment in the trial in the U.S. Senate representing President Trump. But this time around, it is Secretary Mayorkas of Health and Human Services. And we're going to break it down for you because this one could get quite interesting. Either you're going to have a full trial, so they will swear in as jurors today. Do we have an exact time on when they swear in as jurors? Is this afternoon?
It should be finished.
Yeah, so they'll be finished taking their oath as jurors. They don't get to actually talk. They have to handwrite questions. But that's if you get to the actual trial. The majority leader of the Senate is allowed to call for a vote to table the articles of impeachment. And what that means is you don't need a supermajority like it takes to convict. You just need 51 votes if all senators are voting. So right now there's 51 Democrats, or at least maybe a couple of independents who caucus with Democrats, and 49 Republicans. If all 51, or the majority who are there that day, vote to table the amendment, there will no longer be a Senate trial of Secretary Mayorkas. So that means the impeachment managers like Mike Johnson or Mike McCall, their congressman, of course, Andy Biggs, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Ben Klein of Virginia, and the list goes on through this, would have no opportunity to present a case before the U.S. Senate. He would not be found guilty. He would not be acquitted. It would be like, it's almost like a dismissal of a case.
Like it never happened.
Right. I mean, on paper, he was, I think, the second cabinet member in history impeached by the House. But impeachment is just like kind of like being indicted. And then you go to trial. And if you're acquitted, that's it. I mean, you won. It means that though they tried to get you, you presented evidence that you were correct. And there's a higher bar in the Senate, of course, to convict, that two-thirds majority. And again, here, what will be interesting is will the Democrat senators and even a few Republicans make it impossible for this trial to begin? And I want to ask you this. Do you think it's worthwhile to have this trial? You know the outcome. There's not going to be enough senators to convict Secretary Mayorkas. But if there was a trial allowed, what you would see, Logan, is a presentation to the American people very directly about how dangerous it is to have an open southern border,
yep.
Whether you're talking about the drugs, whether you are talking about the people and the fact that we're being overrun in our towns and communities, the money it's costing towns and communities, and the terrorism that crosses over, fentanyl, the number one cause of death in America between 18 to 49 years. I mean, all of that would be like litigated to the public, and that won't happen if they take that vote, which it seems like, as of today, you were betting they would have those votes.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you could have that opportunity to showcase to the American people the atrocities that have happened under him, sure, I think it's probably worth it. It's worth putting everyone through the pain of it. But at this point, I don't know. What do you think? Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. If you're watching on YouTube, vote in that poll and hit subscribe if you're not a part of the channel already. Again, like I said, phone lines are open, but you can also support the work of the ACLJ. We are headed towards the back portion of our Life and Liberty Drive in the month of April. Can you believe April is already over halfway done? We can't do it without you. We can't do any of our incredible work without you. All gifts are doubled right now. ACLJ.org. Hey, become an ACLJ champion today.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Your calls to 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. More than 190,000 Americans have died from an overdose of fentanyl during the Biden administration. That's more than in the previous decade combined. So again, just in this 4 years of the Biden administration, I mean, it is the number one killer of 18 to 29 year olds. It is, again, it focuses really on the next group of American citizens. You know, it used to be, is it smoking? Was it car wrecks? Cancer? No, it is an illegal drug that is made in China, parts of it made in China, taken into Mexico, put together into some kind of form in Mexico, smuggled across the border, primarily the southern border. And then you've seen the scourge of drugs throughout the United States. This is, again, when people get hooked onto opiates, this is the cheaper next step. And it used to be things like heroin. This is even stronger and more deadly, to the point where if it gets a speck, can get under your fingernail, and depending on the type of person you are and your blood type, can kill you from a speck. They find you, they walk into houses, and people thought they were taking another kind of recreational drug, and everyone's dead.
Yeah,
five people are barely breathing, and one was able to dial 911. I mean, just, it affects wealthy, it affects the poor, it affects the middle class. And again, this is why the border is important, and why part of the reason Secretary Mayorkas is being impeached in the first place is that it's a dereliction of duty, that he's not actually carrying out his functions. I mean, that's Article 1, is willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law. Because, again, there's a number of reasons why, not just the illegal immigrants crossing over, who then we have a tough time tracking, don't know where they go, don't have resources, end up filling up hotels in New York. The mayor of New York is saying it's crashing their school system. And it's happened. So it happens even in places that aren't border states. But, again, we have laws on the book. You don't need more laws. I mean, Logan, that's the thing. People always say, do you need more laws here? You don't need more laws. You just need enforcement of the laws.
Yeah,
the enforcement of the laws gives the federal government great power. That's why President Trump was able to go in. The only thing controversial was the wall. It wasn't controversial to say, we're going to put more agents on the border. We're going to arrest as many as we want. We're going to treat asylum claims differently. We're going to make you wait in a safe country before your trial. And then if you really believe you've got an asylum claim, then you can come into the courtroom and have your asylum claim heard. But instead, we've made the whole country a sanctuary city.
Yeah, and I think what you're right. When people brought up the fact that you could take such small amounts of this, or not even, they've had children who have just come into exposure of it via, like you said, a dust particle, if you will, that are ending up either seriously injured or have died. It is just a horrible, horrible situation. And when you have the border like this, when you have these impeachment calls, sure, there is a want to expose. There's a want to tell people about it. But we also have some calls coming in related about this, and I think we should take these early on.
And I really want to hear from you on this. Do you think, because again, there's always a question about impeachment. Is it worth going through the process? Not so much in the House, because in the House, they were able to tell the story and hold the hearings, and they knew they had the votes to impeach. It just takes a majority vote. But in the Senate, the party in charge, which is the Democrat Party, can kill the trial with a majority vote. So they don't have to have a supermajority to kill the trial. So if Chuck Schumer can get 51 votes this afternoon, there's no impeachment trial. This is over. So 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Julia first in Nevada on line one. Hey, Julia.
Hey. Thanks for taking my call, and God bless you all for what you do for us. And I just want to say that I absolutely... Now, you're saying if he goes to the Senate... I thought it would be better than the American people could see him and what's really going on. I feel like a lot of people are not awake.
See, here's the issue, right? First of all, it is going to the Senate. He doesn't sit there during the trial. So what happens is like a normal trial, you will have the House managers. They are Republican members of Congress, in this case. When we were representing President Trump, it was a mix of outside private counsel, that's what we were, and White House counsel mixed together, so government and non-government attorneys. And then presenting the case against President Trump were, you know, Adam Schiff, and the list goes on. These were House Democrats. Now it flips. And you go back and forth. You present your evidence to the Senate. The senators are not allowed to talk. They have to submit written questions. I have the card still in my desk here where they have to write their little questions on. Sometimes they can put like three of them can ask a question, and the Chief Justice of the United States would read the question out. But before this all happens, Chuck Schumer can move for a vote as majority leader. And if he gets 51 votes, no impeachment trial. And I mean, I don't think you can really blame Republicans for that, Logan. All you could do is say they knew this going in, that it was unlikely they could get enough pressure on Chuck Schumer to probably be afraid of holding this vote. Because Mayorkas, while the immigration issue is a household name because of all of the problems that have come with illegal immigration on our southern border, Mayorkas is not. And sometimes impeaching cabinet members is not so interesting to the American people at large. To our audience, yes. To the American people at large, harder to keep their attention.
They probably don't even know his name.
And sometimes you think this too, and I think this, and I know you could argue, and the members of Congress, the House would tell me why I'm wrong, but from an outsider's perspective, he works for the president. Why are we? Wouldn't you impeach Biden for keeping him as secretary? Now that would have gotten a lot more attention. I still think they would have dismissed it with the 51-49, but isn't he ultimately responsible? The buck stops with him, not with Mayorkas.
Which is just these razor-thin majorities at this point, and what that looks like heading into an election season.
Yeah, I mean, well, when you have 51 Senate Democrats, 49 Republicans, a couple of those Democrats are not even Democrats. They're independents who caucus with Democrats. So it's really like 49-49, and I think two independents that caucus with them. That's the U.S. Senate. I mean, again, everything is razor thin unless it's a very bipartisan piece of legislation. For instance, they're going to vote this weekend in the House on the funding to Israel, on the funding to Ukraine, on the funding to Taiwan, and the funding of our U.S. military. But they're not going to do it all in one vote because they knew that if you tried to do it all in one vote, it might not pass because you've got Democrats who don't want to vote for Israel. You've also got, and I don't think it's majority, but some, more than we've ever seen before. You've got Republicans who don't want to send more money to Ukraine. That's probably a lot of Republicans before that there is accounting done of the money we have already sent to Ukraine. So that's all been divided up. And that was the way of figuring out how do we get those through, really, for our ally Israel, but still allow the Democrats to get their vote on Ukraine. Taiwan, I think, is probably pretty bipartisan because, again, we lose Taiwan, we lose the It's South Korea and Taiwan that make the semiconductors. So you'd be down to one country that can actually produce semiconductors, which is how we basically do everything in our lives, from our cars to your phones to the computers to this broadcast that you're hearing right now. However you're hearing it is powered by, in some shape or form, a semiconductor that's made in either Taiwan or that is made in South Korea.
And we've said that before. It's like it's the idea of even cutting off a China or something like that. It's at this point, it's impossible. It's now figuring out how you work within those things. But there's too much that we are all reliant on, including, like you said, how you're even watching this broadcast, how you're even listening to this. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go to Ann, who's calling in North Carolina on line two. Listen on the radio. Ann, you're on the air.
Hey, Ann.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for all that you do. You had asked for a comment regarding whether we thought this trial should happen or not. I would love to see it happen if the truth were shown on 6 o'clock news for a week, but the media is not going to cooperate in any way, shape, or form. And if it's just going to be buried like all the other Democrat criminal activity that has gone on for the last 50 years, I'm 75, so I can say that, then there's no point to a trial. We might as well scoop it under, because what's going to happen is, just like what always happens, the Republicans will get blamed for being overzealous and trying to pin something on the Democrats that just wasn't true. So unless we can do this right and get the media in our corner, I don't think it's worth it.
Well, I think, again, you have to always measure things with what do you feel like you must do by conviction. You know, we can't do everything based off of will we get media attention. You have to do what's right and wrong, and also what's smart. And I think here they've in the House, they wanted to have the discussion, which they had for months, on why they believe this was so important, why Mayorkas should be impeached, why it's again, he's refusing to enforce the laws that he took an oath to enforce. It also kind of puts that on the Biden team as well. I think what's, again, unique about this and the risk that you take is that when you've got a Democrat-controlled Senate, so you're going from Republican House to Democrat-controlled Senate, if Chuck Schumer's got the votes together, and I'm not saying he 100% does, but if he does, this means that it's a trial that never happens. The trial won't occur. And I think we'll know that by this afternoon, unless something other procedural issue comes up. We are taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. If you've got questions about this as well, we've got more to update you on, too. Some ACLJ victories.
Yeah, big news.
Support the work of the ACLJ during our Life and Liberty Challenge. Folks, this is a critical time for your financial support, and you double the impact of your donation today at ACLJ.org. Be part of that. Double the impact of your donation. Right now, donate. ACLJ.org.
Hey, everyone. This is Jordan Sekulow. You've spoken, and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Welcome back to Secchio. We are taking your calls to 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. As we were talking about the impeachment trial that could take place in the U.S. Senate, we just heard that Senator Schumer, who is the majority leader, did just speak on the Senate floor on the impeachment. He did not say yet whether they would vote to dismiss. That was the 51-49 vote. Now, he didn't have to say it right then. But he did make remarks. He could have said it then. That might be something they're working on behind the scenes inside the Democrat caucus. There are even some Republicans who have floated the idea that they don't believe impeaching the cabinet secretary for what is ultimately someone who's following the direction of a president. So even some Republicans feel that way. But he did say that they will deal with the impeachment expeditiously. So I don't know what he's up to yet on the Democrat side, but I feel like we will know very soon, because either trial begins or something else happens. And what likely I think happens is that ultimately this comes to a vote if he's got them and they dismiss it. Now, if his party feels like if we don't do this, it's going to hurt us, too many of us in these purple states, they might have to have the trial. Now, the trial he might not get convicted, but there's always that political concern that Chuck Schumer has to take into account, that everybody is not a U.S. A senator from the state of New York. So you have to take that into account, too. We have a big ACLJ victory to announce.
Yeah,
because
I think we got
to
talk about that.
This is a very cool one because of how, again, it shows you the ACLJ can work. I want to go to Cece Howe because, Cece, we were contacted by a parent of a high school student, also a parent who served on a school board. It's Lake Central School Corporation in Indiana. And tell us what happened when that parent contacted us through aclj.org/help, which is where you go, folks, if you think you need the ACLJ's assistance.
Yeah, this was a case where this parent had two children, two daughters that ran on a track team. And they would pray before their track meets. And they literally had the track coach come up and tell them, "Don't let me see you do that again." And then later on, about 2 days later at another meet, he doubled down and he said the only thing that they can do is be seen being in an individualized moment of reflection. And then he doubled down again, I would say tripled down, and basically said that individualized moment of reflection could only be 5 seconds. So as soon as we were alerted by the parents, we took action. We contacted the school. In this situation, we actually had to file a lawsuit. But as soon as we filed that lawsuit, we entered into settlement negotiations the very next day, and we have settled this case really very successfully. The school board is going to adopt a policy that's based on the United States Constitution and Indiana law that provides public school students may pray or engage in religious activities or religious expressions before, during, and after the school day in the same manner and to the same extent that students may engage in non-religious activities or expression. And what's great is they have to post that on their website, and they actually have a statement in bold red on their website that says that. It literally says Lake Central School Corporation has amicably resolved the recent lawsuit with the ACLJ. And then they make the statement about a student's right to be able to engage in prayer before, during, and after school, and definitely before any athletic events. So it was a great win, not only for our clients, but all of the current students in the Lake Central District, and as well as all future students of this school.
And really any school, because it also shows that you can, I mean, we do these lawsuits, we file a lawsuit, but now, you know, talk about embarrassing the school, essentially, in some ways. They're having to put this on their website saying, yes, we know, we've resolved it. Not only that, yes, they can pray now in big rolled letters, you know, like a warning, I mean, like a tornado warning.
We have had to resolve, we've resolved the recent lawsuit with the ACLJ. I mean, that's the first line.
Which also made it went around the school enough to the people and parents knew this was happening.
Right.
And they were able to take action. It's very cool. I'm glad we're able to do this still on this individual level. Again, sending sort of a message, a shockwave through the school systems, which are needed right now, dramatically, that you can't push around your students of faith.
Yeah, I mean, and like targeting these kids and high school students. In this specific scenario, like what happened here? Was it a teacher that approached the student that just said, you can't pray anymore? Was there a policy? Yeah.
So, you know, the school would basically say, oh, yeah, we can allow, students can pray. But what was happening, the actual thing that was happening was these students gathered before a track meet to pray. And the track coach saw them praying and literally said to them, don't let me see you do that again.
I wish you could see it on a computer screen.
Yeah, we're showing it right now on the screen.
It's the biggest thing on their website.
Front page. If you go to their front page, and maybe if your computer is, maybe you have to scroll down one little notch, and you'll see this giant, after important news, you'll see this giant, like a warning if there was like a weather emergency, and it was just to tell people, we've handled it, because I'm sure they were getting a lot of grief, not just from other members of faculty, I'm sure they were getting a lot of grief from parents. I can't imagine that this is something they don't want to be making. One, no one wants their kids' schools in the news, and they certainly don't want it in the news for this.
Yeah, for telling the kids, you know, you can't pray this way, you can't pray that way. It's again, the idea here, though, why these victories are important, CC, is when you win inside a school district, or here they call it a corporation in Indiana, you're winning for, in this case, 10 different schools.
That's right.
And the rest of the Indiana school systems know, they better not do the same thing, or
absolutely,
else every other Indiana school system will have two choices. You can go to court against the ACLJ and lose, or you can settle it and do the right thing and even make the teacher apologize, or the coach apologize.
He has to have a written apology, yes. And that, you know, they all have to have training,
yes.
All the staff and
oh, good.
Yes,
too.
They all
to make
have
them
to
sit
be trained.
Down and be trained.
Yes.
I love when we make them have to do that, where they have to actually sit there and listen about how they're supposed to be treating their students and not mistreating their students. Because, again, too often it's like off-the-cuff enforcement of rules at these schools, and that is not right for any of the students. And they pick on the kids, of course, who are, you know, the ones saying prayer. I bet those kids are the ones who are really the most disruptive on the team.
Yeah.
You know, that kid who likes to say a prayer before the game. But a great victory there. And, Logan, again, an example of ACLJ resources at work, and how these school districts, they didn't just say, like, we resolved this. It says, we resolved this with the ACLJ.
Yeah, exactly. That's like, what made the attention.
Yeah,
the American Center for Law and Justice. We can't do that either without you. Because you know what? We didn't charge anyone to do this.
Nope.
There was no, you know, going in there and saying, okay, to retain this lawyer, here's the thousands and tens of thousands of dollars this would have cost you if you would have done it. No, at the ACLJ, we do it absolutely for free for at any level, whether you are, you know, needing help at this level, if you're a student who's trying to pray, or you are a leader of a worldwide country, we're there for you. If you're religious, if there's religious persecution happening to you around the world, we can be there. We can help you. Go to aclj.org/help. If you need legal help. But right now, we are over halfway through our Life and Liberty Drive. That is right. All donations made are doubled. We can't do this work, because you can't be able to successfully defend these kids in need if you don't have the best of the best. And you can't do that unless we can afford the best of the best. And how does that work? Because we don't want to offer, we don't want to charge anybody. That is because you are a supporter. So go to aclj.org and become an ACLJ champion. We're about to cross that 21,000 goal. Last time I looked, we were one away. So you could be that one in 21,000. Do it right now. Become an ACLJ champion. That's someone's dedicated to becoming a monthly supporter. You set the baseline of what we can take on, like cases like you just heard CC talk about. We'll be right back with more on Seculo. Second half hour coming right up in under 1 minute.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.